Speaking of connecting, if you have tech questions, this is your big chance. We have got our guru, Julio Ojeda Zapata, is going to be joining us next. St. Paul Pioneer Press tech writer. He is a wealth of information. We literally keep lists of the things we need to ask him, and we'd love to give him your questions too. So feel free to email us or call in. We're going to be talking to Julio next on Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. So tell me what you want to hear.
Oh yeah, this is the MacBook Pro.
Welcome back to Shop Girls on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Allison Kaplan.
I'm Alexis Walsko.
We are live at Envision on Grand Avenue. Come on out and please bring some food to donate. We are collecting for Second Harvest, and it's really important that they keep the food shelves stocked in the summer. Lots of kids out there who don't get a good lunch when they're out of school, and they don't have the cafeteria at school to help them out, and so we're trying to do that for them. So please bring a few things to donate, and the staff is waiting here to help you out, and we're here too. And we are joined now by Julio Ojeda Zapata.
You're my favorite guest, Julio. You don't know that.
Oh, thank you.
No, he does know that. I think he does know that.
This is my favorite segment that we do.
Well, and of course, he has already tantalized us with the latest MacBook Pro, which makes yours look kind of like
outdated already. Mine still looks really good. But Julio, can you tell us about this new launch of the MacBook Pro? I don't understand. I'm confused.
Well, Apple has the MacBook Pro, like the one you have. You have a 13-inch. There's also a 15-inch. And those are still around. They updated them slightly. They're a little faster and so forth.
Okay.
But then they also came out with a completely redesigned 15-inch MacBook Pro.
But only a 15-inch.
Only a 15 for now.
Doesn't that seem like a weird strategy?
Yeah, Apple just kind of strings you along.
I know they do. It's so irritating to me.
Yeah.
But I have the bug. I have the bug.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So they came out with the 15-inch. What is the difference?
It's a lot faster under the hood, but the major physical difference is it's much thinner.
Right.
So
it's literally the space in between a regular MacBook Pro and an Air.
Yeah, the MacBook Air obviously is still much thinner, but this is a very extremely thin MacBook Pro. And
right.
The screen has just a ton more pixels. It's a higher resolution display.
I know that you're saying that. Oh, I need your password.
But you know what I want to know? I mean, I know there's so much emphasis on that, and with the iPad too. Oh, the screen is so amazing.
I don't see a difference.
Honestly, they're all good. As long as I can see the pictures, I don't care that much. Does it really matter, or is it just kind of a gimmick, like when digital cameras went to a gazillion megabytes and we don't really need that anyway?
I'll answer it this way. If I were going to buy an Apple laptop right now, I'd feel perfectly comfortable buying a MacBook Air with the traditional display, because this is aimed more at, you know, more advanced users that are using heavy duty photo editing and video editing, and they need to pack as much information onto the screen as they possibly can. It's for power users, and this is more computer than I personally would need.
Really? Oh, that's good to know.
Although eventually Apple will release a MacBook Air with the higher resolution display. That'll be my dream computer.
Really?
Apple never says.
Okay, they never say.
But can we talk about the bigger thing? Didn't Apple have an announcement this week about some changes to the whole operating system?
Yeah, well, that was known. The Mac OS operating system, they always name it after big cats. There was Cheetah at one time and Jaguar.
Isn't there the Lion now?
So the current one is Lion, and the one that's coming is Mountain Lion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then there'll be polka-dotted Mountain Lion.
Right.
Ocelot.
So what is new? What do we need to know?
Well, if you're in the market for a Mac right now, just wait 3 weeks, because then they're going to start selling the Macs with the new operating system on it, and you can save yourself the hassle of having to install it yourself.
Really? 3 weeks?
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Now, would they tell you that at a Mac store?
Would they? Yeah, sure.
Although
at this point, we're so close to the release of the new operating system that when it comes out, you'll get it for free.
Okay. So, hey, this is the bargain hunter in me. I'm sorry, Alexis, and no. I'll let you go. Will there be lower prices on kind of the last generation of things as they start introducing new products?
Not at Apple stores, most likely, but if you shop around, Apple has refurbished computers, which are like new. They're just, you know, slightly. And then if you shop around the third-party vendors, you might find some deals. Definitely. This is the right time to look for a deal on a slightly older computer.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If you are going to go and buy a Mac computer, where do you buy it, Julio? Obviously, the Apple Store is number one, but do you have any other suggestions on where people might go?
Apple makes the most sense because you're buying directly from the vendor.
Right.
But Best Buy is another good place. Apple has mini stores within stores. In certain Best Buys, you go in there and then you... There's a section that looks like an Apple store in miniature.
Yep.
And sometimes they're staffed by actual Apple employees.
Okay.
So Best Buy is a good place as well.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
Would you go to any of the third-party online places?
And First Tech, you get top-notch service.
First Tech is in Uptown, correct?
Uptown. Okay. Yeah, the last time I checked, though, and this may have changed, so don't take my word for it, but the last time I checked, if you buy a computer and there's something slightly wrong with it, in the past they made it difficult for you to, like, return it.
Okay.
Which is easier to do at an Apple Store. Double check. They may have changed that policy. Okay. But that's one of the things that annoyed me a little bit about First Tech.
Okay.
If you buy a computer and it's effective, you were kind of out of luck. So.
Oh. What about the last time you were here, I think we had a lengthy discussion about Siri because at that time, am I incorrect?
No,
I'm correct. Mm-hmm. So that was right when the new iPhone 4S came out. How do you think Siri has worked out?
Siri is the thing that's kind of cool when you play with it at first, but when Apple lent me an iPhone with Siri, I played with Siri for a few weeks,
right,
and it stopped. For me, it seems like a completely unnecessary thing. Other people are wild about it. They compose their emails and their text.
Really?
And they.
Who are these people? Because Siri does not work for me. And when I'm
doesn't
so
understand. Maybe she just doesn't like you.
No, I'm so shocked. I'm sort of disappointed. And I'm when I hear people saying, "Oh, I still really want the iPhone 4S." I'm like, really?
You have the 4S?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
and
not.
And Siri doesn't
anything.
Understand you very well, or
Julio, can you blame her?
No, but she seems to just be on her own.
I find
special
it to,
world.
I will say that I have a couple times I've used. Not Siri. I've just used the microphone to compose an email or a note in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, half of it is mishmash, and I've got to end up going back and fixing it anyway. But actually, asking Siri to do that kind of thing seems like a total gimmick to me.
Yeah, and again, I would never do that. I just not interested. It doesn't fit my lifestyle. But I know other nerdy types just swear by it. They love it.
I love the commercials.
Yes.
The commercials for Siri and all the
commercials
you can
that make you want to buy it.
Absolutely.
And Apple has attached the label beta to it, meaning that it considers Siri to be something that's still in development. And so Apple itself admits that it's not fully baked yet.
Okay. And then what about the iPad? So now the new iPad has the Retina display as well. What do you think?
It looks great. It looks fantastic. Even more with the iPad, if you use the new one for like a week or 2 weeks and then try to go back to the old one.
Right.
It looks the old one used to be so wonderful, but now if you go back to it after using the new one, you can really tell the difference. Yeah.
Really?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
So Julio, tomorrow is Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What would you buy for Dad? What would just knock his socks off in the tech world right now?
Oh,
give us like the $1 million version and then maybe a couple of more realistic attainable options.
Anything at this point, it's kind of late in the year, and Father's Day, anything Apple would be fantastic, like an iPad or, this is the latest iPad case I'm playing with. It's made of genuine leather. Looks like a leather book.
Oh, that is nice.
When it's closed, it looks like a leather book. When you open it, there's a wooden frame.
No.
The iPad goes in the wooden frame.
Wow, who makes this?
And this is by a local company called Pad and Quill. They're in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
And they make these very nice cases. You might have heard of Dodo cases, which are very similar.
Yeah.
But this is local.
Oh, we'll take a picture and post it. Do you know how much it is and where you can buy it?
That one is, if I recall correctly, about $100.
Okay, but it has the space for your camera, too.
Absolutely.
So it's all ready to go. Oh, I like it.
And then I chuckled because they make a book style cases for everything from the MacBook Air to the Amazon Fire tablet to the iPhone. And they just, this really makes me laugh. They came out with a teeny tiny one for the iPod Nano.
No!
Oh
my gosh.
And I thought it was a joke until they actually dropped one off.
Oh! That's so cute. Where can it's like buy a little dollhouse.
Where are they sold?
You can buy them on the website. But given, if at this late juncture, if you really want to get one, you can probably contact the vendor and, hey, can you meet me
in
such a...
They're not in stores yet, huh?
They're not in stores, okay. Yeah.
Very cute.
This is delightful for an iPad.
Well, we're talking to Julio Ojeda Zapata. He's the tech expert from the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We've got links to his blog online. He does tech test drives and really knows everything about every technological device out there. When we get back, if you have questions, now's your chance. We've got them live. So feel free to give us a call at 651-641-1071. We'll be back with more Shop Girls live from InVision on Grand Avenue right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allison Kaplan.
I'm Alexis Walsko.
And it's time for Tech Talk. Tech Talk with Julio Ojeda Zapata of the St. Paul Pioneer Press. We were talking a little bit about Father's Day ideas. We've hit on Apple. What else are you excited about, Julio?
Well, some of the interesting things I've been playing with include security cameras. There are all kinds of these little security cameras that you can set up in your house. They can sort of piggyback on your Wi-Fi network, keep tabs on your front porch. And I played with a number of them, but they're all, you know, either very hard to use or kind of quirky. I finally found this one called the Drop Cam, which is relatively affordable, very easy to set up. And I have one of these pointed at my front porch. And anytime there's movement, it sends me an email and lets me know.
No.
Whoa.
So do you have to plug it in on your front porch?
Yeah, it's plugged into power, but
okay.
It sends you an email.
Yes.
And that's faster than someone ringing the doorbell.
Well, the point is to, like, if somebody's breaking in your house, it'll let you know, but it'll register, like, a bunch of birds, you know, flew onto my front porch the other day. Boom, email.
What does the email say? Birds on the porch?
Motion detected.
Motion detected. So then can you go and connect to the camera to see what's there?
Yeah, and then on my iPhone, my iPad, or my computer, I can go in and see what motion it was. Was it a bird? Was it the mailman? Was it somebody breaking into my house?
And you set this up all on your own?
Yeah, and that my point is there are a lot of those consumer-grade cameras out there, but the Drop Cam works very reliably, and it's very easy to set up, and the quality of the video is
so
very
what
good.
Do you need? A plug? But then what about, is it connected to Wi-Fi? Or
yes,
how does that?
Yeah. So you have a Wi-Fi network in your house, and everybody does, you just buy one of these, and this just gets on your Wi-Fi network, and that's it.
And can you put it outside?
You don't want to put it where it'll get wet.
Right.
But I could, you know, conceivably put it on my front porch, sure.
I could see a certain dad really loving that. Drop camera.
I think that it's so smart.
Yeah, because I love my neighborhood, but I do kind of live in the inner city where, you know, things happen, like my bike got stolen out of my garage one time. And so this gives my house a little added security, which is good.
But then you also said that you have one connected to your television so you can Skype via your TV, or did I make that up?
There's another different kind of camera that I'm playing with. My column on Sunday is about that. Comcast just came out with a camera that you put on top of your TV.
Okay.
And it's a webcam, and it uses Skype, the Skype audio and video conferencing service that is so popular. And so you can, instead of having a Skype conversation with your mother or with a business colleague in another city on your computer or your iPad, you can now do it on your TV, which is really great.
Wow.
That's so nice.
That's really cool.
It's not new. There's another one called the Tele HD, which does pretty much the same thing, but Comcast just came out with their camera, which you don't have to buy. You just spend $10 a month to rent it.
Huh. Since you mentioned TV, where do you think we're at right now? What's cool? What are you using? Is it still satellite? Is the Apple TV thing really becoming a competitor? Where are we headed?
A lot of interesting things are happening in the space. The Apple TV is very nice, very affordable, very simple to use, but has a limited amount of content. So if you want, you know, much more sources of video stream content, a Roku box is really good.
A what?
Roku.
Okay.
Roku.
Wait, and what is it?
It's very similar to the Apple TV. It's this little black box that you hook up to your TV, and then it has like a huge amount of TV-like content that just streams over the internet to your TV.
Okay.
Like Netflix, so Hulu Plus.
Are you paying a monthly fee for this?
You might, some of those sources of video content, you pay for those, but the box itself, you're not paying a monthly fee. You just buy the box, and then there are tons of free sources. Al Jazeera, you know, it's amazing.
What is going to happen to cable TV?
I'm a happy, satisfied Comcast customer, but the primary reason I have it is because my wife wants it. If my wife were not in the picture, I would cancel my cable immediately.
And what would you do instead?
I just rely on internet streamed content. I love my HBO. HBO is great. I'm watching True Blood right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't need it. I don't need it. So if it were just me, I would cancel.
Right.
But my wife loves her cable, so it's not going away.
But the thing I don't understand is, as we get into all these services and the Hulu and the Netflix, how do you just like watch the news? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Where does that go?
I'm the kind of person who I never know what time a program, a radio or a TV program is on anymore.
Well, the news comes on at 10.
Yeah. So like if I'm sitting on my couch, I want to know what the latest news is. I just find, I find content and just have it streamed. Like all my favorite public radio shows are on my iPhone, so I can listen to them anytime.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you ask me, what time is that NPR show on, you know,
right,
live, I have
right.
no idea.
Well, and I hear that more and more, that's just where we're headed. There's not going to be a schedule the way that we grew up with, that this show
you're
is on at 7 o'clock. It's just all going to be sort of a la carte. And
yeah, there are certain shows of favorite shows of mine that I like the show, but if you ask me what network is it on, I have to, like, try really hard to remember.
That is so interesting.
I don't know what time it's on because I actually do this on my computer. My computer is hooked up to my Comcast feed, and my computer can record all my favorite shows and export the shows to iTunes, and then I can put them on my iPad and watch them whenever I want.
But do you watch them on your iPad or on a computer or on a TV?
I can do any of the above.
Okay.
So the shows are on my computer, and I can stream them to my Apple TV, or I can watch them right on the computer.
That just hurt.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Is there any technological advance right now that is actually, you know, taking away something, that is making life easier? Because I feel like we just keep adding things. Yes, it's mobile, and we can fit it in our pocket, but I still, you know, my iPad didn't mean I don't need a computer. It didn't mean I don't need an iPhone. I feel like there's just more. Is there mm-hmm. anything that's making it less?
There are technologies that I'm not sold on, like a 3D TV.
Yeah, that never took off, did it?
No, I mean it's a gimmick to make you buy more TVs, but I hate wearing the goggles and so forth. I have a TV right now that doesn't have 3D capability. I love it, I'm not going to swap it out for a 3D TV. Absolutely not. An iPad, iPads for most people are optional luxury items. They're fun. They're great to have, but they're not absolutely necessary.
Right.
Like if I had to choose a primary device to do all my work, it would be a MacBook Air or something like that. An iPad is very extremely optional.
Yeah.
Your phone and your computer, I think, are the really important ones. iPad is a nice to have.
And is it going to stay that way, do you think, for the foreseeable future?
No. Whoa. The iPad is slowly moving into a role where it becomes a primary computer for more and more people. Like older people that are not really tech savvy, in some cases, are just buying an iPad and they don't have any other kind of computer.
Yeah.
A lot of professionals who are very mobile, they do a lot of work on their iPads, and they don't take laptops on their business trip. This is happening more and more. So the division between traditional computers and tablets is starting to blur.
That's so interesting.
So ask me this question 5 years from now, and I will say that for many people, the iPad will become essential.
So, but don't you think instead of having three devices, you're going to have two? You're going to have your iPhone, or you're going to have a phone and your tablet?
Yeah, that's me. I would just have in the future, some people will have their tablets and their phones,
right,
and they might not have a Mac.
Right.
That day is coming. It's not here yet for most people, but it's coming.
Right.
Julio, we love all your advice. You can read Julio in the St. Paul Pioneer Press. His column is on Sundays. You can always check his blog. He updates every day, sometimes more than once a day. What's the quickest way to find you online?
Well, my personal home base is ojezap.com. If you go there, it'll point you to all the other stuff that I do online.
Okay. We will link to that on the Shop Girls page at mytalk1071.com. Coming up next hour, we will take your questions, and we're actually going to talk to Grant Whitaker. He's got a really cool show going on tonight. I can't wait to tell you what celebrity is going to be in town. So don't go away. Julio, thanks so much for joining us. More Shop Girls after the break, live from InVision at Grand Avenue.